If only the band were playing tonight. But they're not. The Illini are out. That doesn't mean we can't talk about them, though. I'm Mark Strauss, the TV guy on the radio, and joining me on the telephone from IlliniGuys.com, friend of the show, Mike Kegley. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Doing fantastic. How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. You're not doing fantastic. You just said a few minutes ago off the air, you know, I could just tell by your voice that you wish the Illini would have been playing last night. You think they could have won both of those games in the NCAA Tournament Elite Eight round.
Well, I tell you what, that was Baylor would have been a challenge, but unfortunately watching the Illini, you know, or watching the game last night, I kind of felt like the Illini would have won by 8-10 over either team. And it was just unfortunate that they played a rough game on the same night that Loyola was playing their equivalent of the Super Bowl. And, you know, the Loyola team that played the next week was a totally different team than the one that was up and flying high for the Illini. And it was unfortunate, but, you know, when I look back at the season, it was a heck of a year. They provided a ton of enjoyment. And while we all wish for a better ending, it was really nice to be in March, and it actually mattered. You know, the Illinois mattered in the discussion for the NCAA tournament and a number one seed, as opposed to hoping that we would hit the NIT, which has been our fate so many times over the last decade. So it was a great season with a sad ending.
What makes you think they could have beaten Baylor last night? You said you thought they could have won by 8-10 points. You know, what makes you think they could have won that game?
Baylor would have been much tougher to beat than either Houston, or Oregon State. But ultimately, I think the team was, up until their rough ending against Loyola, the team was handling pressure much better. They were scoring at key times in the game, and they were playing, you know, you think about it, winning that long streak of wins over teams in the top, 10. They were actually playing very good possession by possession basketball. They were set up for a good tournament. And like you and I were talking, when you make your living on the performance and consistency of 20-year-old athletes, that can be a tough way to make a living. And we saw what happened on a night when Io had a distinctly uncharacteristic game. Trent Frazier had a very rough game. And of course, the coaching staff could be argued to have had a challenging game as well. When you put it all on the same night, or the same game, it definitely did not turn out the way Illini fans had hoped.
We're talking with Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com, talking about the Illini's run in the NCAA tournament, which ended, a little over a week ago with a loss to Loyola. All right, so let's look ahead here, Mike. Io is going to leave. Io DeSumo is going to leave, try to take a shot at the NBA. Trent Frazier and DeMonte Williams are seniors, so they won't be back. That means that Kofi Coburn, Andre Curbelo, Georgi Bishanishvili become the focus, sort of the nucleus of the team. But is that enough to compete for another Big Ten title? I think there has to be another piece there, don't you?
Yeah, there's going to need to be another piece there. One of the first things that is a real challenge is we're looking at what's going on with Kofi. He is looking at going into the draft, but he is also willing to take a look at, the realistic, is he going to be drafted? And right now we're hearing that you could realistically hear, it's about 50-50 with Kofi right now. I think he realizes that he could do exactly what Io did and go from being maybe drafted, maybe not, and go into the first round with a good season. So he may come back. Georgie's an interesting one because, again, these are kids. But he hasn't seen his family for quite some time. and he does have the opportunity to play ball in Europe and maybe make some money. So I'm not certain if they know exactly which way Georgie's going to go right now. And then, of course, you've got Curbelo and Miller, who had two very good freshman years and, you know, look like they're on the right path. The biggest person that I look at as being the wild card for the team is a name that most people didn't hear much this year, a gentleman by the name of Austin Hutcherson. He ended up not playing this year due to a back injury. But if you talk to people who were around in practices, he is a 6'6 transfer who has the ability to jump out of a gym, and he is a uber athlete. If healthy, you know, when healthy, I should say, he could give Io all Io wanted in practice. So they might have a secret weapon there in you know, right there on the roster. But anytime you see a player with back injuries, that does get pretty scary in terms of will they be able to come out night in and night out and perform. So they've got some pieces there. Obviously, Coleman Hawkins is another one. You know, you give him another 15 pounds that Fletch will put on him, and then he can play in some of those games that he wasn't playing in because he just couldn't, with the weight disadvantage, he couldn't move guys. So there's some pieces. And obviously, you know, you have Luke Goody and R.J. Melendez who've committed to the team. And we've got a lot of action on the recruiting front right now, trying to fill some of those open slots. And, boy, you know, who they sign in the next few weeks and months is really going to determine what the ceiling of this team is.
Let me ask you one more question. You mentioned Bishanishvili and his consideration of maybe playing overseas because he hasn't seen his family in such a long time. What would you think the chances are? Because sometimes this happens, and you mentioned it. You know, in the scheme of things, they're just kids. You know, they sort of process things. We all remember when we were that age, you process things a little bit differently. Sometimes knee-jerk sort of reactions. If Bishanishvili leaves, or Coburn decides to enter the draft, do you think that one's decision might affect the other and it would cause both to leave?
I don't know. I tend to look at those type of things on a very individual basis. You know, Kofi's going to try to do what's best for him and his family. And I think Georgie would be the same way. So I don't know if one will directly affect the other. Maybe a little bit of rub off. I do know that they're certainly, you know, in the transfer portal. There have been players who have, you know, put their name in there, who have reached out, you know, and displayed some interest in Illinois. We will find out who those folks are. But, you know, there are a lot of folks. You know, there's a lot of good players in there. You know, it was shocking to see some of the Indiana players. You know, the Indiana boosters talked the university into paying $10 million to get rid of Coach Miller, and then you have a boatload of the team go into the transfer portal in response. So Indiana could be looking at a total rebuild, and there's some really good players that have put their name in there. And it just goes to show you the NCAA and some of the basketball prognosticators who cover it have estimated that there could be as many as 1,000 people, 1,000 players in the transfer portal this year. So, you know, the right coaches with the right ability to recruit and, you know, a good story to tell, they could restock a team pretty quickly. And, you know, maybe Illinois takes a look at that. And I will tell you that there are also some players who are willing to look at Kofi returning and saying, hey, I might be a center, but if I can play the four for a season next to Kofi, that shows the NBA that I have some flexibility on the basketball court as well. And they're actually looking at that as a positive not as a negative. So, you know, and again, we're dealing with, you know, 20, 21, 22-year-old kids. So there's a degree of randomness that comes into, you know, kids surprising teams by going into the transfer portal, and you know, who they might select is a little hard to predict at this early state in the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of factors, and they'll all play out over the course of the next few months. Mike, always good to have you on.
Appreciate it, sir.
All right, Mike Kegley from IlliniGuys.com on WJBC.